Well, it's Christmas, so we get the Christmas adverts. They're usually quite good, not every year. I really like that one. I like the way, obviously, it's got a nice message. Hopefully, it encourages you to go to Sainsbury's and buy more chocolate, because that's probably what it's about. And I like the idea of a chocolate bar being like a symbol of something good, because I like chocolate. And Christmas, you get to eat lots of chocolate, if you're allowed. So that's one of the things I like about Christmas. I also like the idea of chocolate carrying a message. So imagine if every time you saw a chocolate bar, you thought of maybe the Christmas story, the story of Jesus coming to be with us. Wouldn't that be fantastic? I think that would be great. So what I'm going to do now is that I'm going to try and sort of subliminally fill your head with links between chocolate and the Christmas story. So every time now you see a chocolate bar, you'll think of the Christmas story. Shall we see how that goes? Now, we were going to try and get a camera set up so you could see the back. You might, I don't know, you might want to move if you want to see, but I'll be doing this. There's a bit of chocolate here. So, okay. So you know the Christmas story, hopefully. You know it reasonably well. It started a long time ago when an angel came to visit a young girl called Mary and said, "You're going to have a child." And she said, "How can this be? I'm not married. I can't have a child." It would be a real topic of conversation amongst the village. Imagine all the whispers and people see me pregnant. So this was very stressful for her, and of course even more stressful for stressful also for Joseph, who she was engaged to be married, and he didn't know anything about this. He was very confused, but then God appeared to him in a dream, and that gave him a boost, and he decided he would support his wife, and they were going to have this baby together. So, but then they called the Romans called a census. They had to travel all the way to Bethlehem. Now, this was a time before there were any aeroplanes or double-decker buses. In fact, the journey was no picnic. It was a very long, very long way. In fact, you could say it was something of a marathon. That's a Snickers. Sorry, marathon. And when they got to Bethlehem, they didn't really have anywhere to stay. They couldn't sort of go to a nice hotel or anything because they didn't have a dime between them. But they found a stable where they could have the baby. So they wrapped the baby in swaddling cloth because in those days they didn't have sort of those nice baby grows with lots of buttons for the baby. Anyway, so they had this baby, and it was getting late at this point. In fact, it was after 8. And there were some shepherds up on a hill somewhere watching their sheep, and they thought they would take a break from watching the sheep because some angels appeared in the sky, heavenly minstrels, if you like, singing praises to God and saying that a baby had been born who was going to save the world. So the shepherds got up and they said, "Let's go and see this baby." So they went down to the stable where they found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, and they all reveled in the fact that this baby could be special. In fact, could it be the one prophesied about, the one the Old Testament called the Lion of Judah, who is going to come and save everything, all of God's marvelous creation? Meanwhile, a long distance away, there were a group of wise men, you might call them smarties. They were, you know, maybe Persian, maybe Turkish, delighted they were. They were looking at the sky and they saw a new star bar in the sky, somewhere in the galaxy near the Milky Way. Was it Mars? No. It was a new star, and they said, "This star foretells the coming, the birth of a new king. We'd better go and find this new king." So they hopped onto their camels, and travelled the long distance following the star. And they thought, well, if there's a new king, it's going to be in the palace. It's going to be in Jerusalem. So they went to Jerusalem, and they knocked on the door of the palace where Herod was the king, and they said, "We've come to to see the new king that's been born. And at first, Herod didn't believe them that a new king had been born. In fact, he called them all teasers. I like that one. That's my favourite one. But they talked about this, and the sort of the news about this baby began to twirl and twirl around in Herod's mind, and he thought, what's going to happen if the rumours ripple all the way around the countryside? I'm going to be in real trouble. In fact, I'm going to be under the crunch, he said. So he told the kings that, he decided to fudge the issue and tell them that he wanted to worship the new baby too. So the wise men went off to find the baby, and they followed the star, and it took them to Bethlehem, and they followed it down to where a stable was, and they looked a bit confused because this didn't look like a place a king would be born. It didn't look like a quality street. But then the star burst right over the stable, so they decided, okay, this must be where the king is. So they took their gifts, their bounty to the king, of their gifts of frankincense, myrrh, and gold. And then...
You like that one, didn't you?
Then they worshipped the baby too, and said, this is the new king. And then God told them in a dream that Herod was up to his old twicks again. And so they decided to go home a different way. And that is the story of Christmas. Now, hopefully that's worked. And throughout the rest of the year, whenever you see a chocolate bar, you'll think of the Christmas story. I can hope, can't I? Maybe that's going to happen.